So the ball comes out of bounds the other night. You grabbed it. You went Carmelo Anthony on it, the whole pump fake. And I'm dying to know what was going to happen next in your mind, because were you aware no matter what the result was going to be, that would have been a viral moment.
Why did you say Carmelo Anthony pump fake?
That's the one that generally was, you were most compared. That was what Twitter, which decides everything, generally yes. decided that was the Carmelo Anthony yeah. move. And so I'm just sort of going with the crowd on that one. There are many people to choose from, but that was.
Well, first of all, I think the success of our pregame interviews deserves, you know, our backgrounds. You're in your living room and I'm in a garage at the Staples Center. I'm sure this will be as quality an interview as where I'm sitting, right?
Well, it's generally quality every night. And by the way, how did, so Brian Olive obviously left you alone the other night because you were muted.
Yeah.
You couldn't hear anything. And then you threw him under the bus in about 5 seconds. It took you no time at all.
No, he was not happy with how the last free throw misplay was executed. And so Brian said, you're on your own tonight. I don't want to deal with your crap anymore.
That's funny because that free throw, that didn't come up on Twitter at all either. All right.
So I shouldn't have pump fake because obviously it drew too much attention because we missed the goaltend.
Yeah, it's true. But, you distracted the officials.
So here was a question. If I let it fly, is that a tech or a delay a game?
I guarantee you they would have been a delay a game. I thought about that today. There's no question it would have been. But
yeah,
I'm sure they would have gotten that call.
That's probably worth it if it's the only one. The problem is then somebody will go with their shirt untucked to the scorer's table and then we'll be given a tech at the end of the game.
Save that for Chris Paul on Sunday. All right, it's let me jump ahead because I had other stuff planned, but this is a weird night when guys come in and out of the lineup, especially in a year like this. But Paul George is not just anybody, and it happens very late in the day. You have a certain thought about how this game is going to go, and then you find out not the day before, not 2 days before, not even the morning of, but an hour or two before the game that Paul George isn't playing. How much does a change like that throw a wrinkle and make you rethink, or does it not at all?
It didn't change much. Paul's an excellent player. The way that we would defend him and the way that we would prepare to defend him would maybe be tweaked a little based on whoever replaces him. But, you know, we have a system in place to defend great players. We have a system in place to defend, you know, the next tier. Like, we've got that. So we're able to adjust pretty easily to that. The bottom line is, though, is that with Kawhi, with Lou Williams, even Reggie Jackson's done this to us in the past. You kind of go down the list with that team. They've got guys that you have to put a lot of attention on. And so you're prepared for that anyways. So as you're walking through, you know, you might be guarding Paul George in the first unit, but the guy that turns it around is guarding Lou Williams in the second. So it's the same general premise defensively, you know, with individual, you know, notes for each guy. And Paul George is had a great year, but this team is loaded and they're a heck of a team. I think we've seen the vast majority of the contenders on film. This looks like a real contender.
Yeah, and I want to get to them in a second and how they are scoring and how they're rolling. But Max and I just spent some time in the last segment talking about Jeff Teague, and we've all been watching him for 12 years in the league. You've had your eyes on him for a lot longer than that. Slumps happen. Shots don't fall. Happens to everybody. But what has been puzzling, at least to us, to me, and to Max as well, is that he doesn't seem to be playing. He doesn't look like the Jeff Teague that we have seen in the league. What are you seeing in the first 20 games here? And, you know, sample size aside, from the Jeff Teague that you were expecting versus what it has been for him so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's obviously struggled with his shot, but I think that he's a guy that knows how to play. He's a veteran. He's been through it. There are things defensively that are small differences between the way that he's played in the past, but nothing that doesn't pick up very quickly. And there are things offensively that are obviously different. I don't think he's as used to probably, you know, generating an action and then playing off the ball as maybe he would somewhat with our, you know, guys that really score off the dribble a lot or generate a lot of attention off the dribble. And so that's been a little bit of an adjustment, but, you know, he'll make that adjustment. And like you said, it's not a very big sample. He has not played a ton of minutes. When he has played minutes, by the way, our team's been pretty good. And so that's kind of the silver lining in it. You know, I trust that he'll figure it out.
Again, sample size being what it is, there's 23 games going back to the Clippers. They're on a record pace from three. Their game against the Cavs the other night was, I thought, very telling about what the NBA is right now in a couple of ways. Both teams go 8 of 11 from the free throw line. They're in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Similar number inside the three-point line. But the Clippers went 20 of 34 from the three, and the Cavs went 4 of 10. And obviously the Clippers, you know, it looked like they were going to win by 100. They won by 20 something when it was over, but it's just clear the way they play shooting at that rate. How are they creating all of these shots?
Well, and they were down one with 2 minutes to go in the first half.
Yep.
Like that's how quickly it changes for those guys. So they do a great job. They hunt matchups. And a lot of times when you hunt matchups, the guy who got the matchup he wanted ends up taking the shot or ends up creating maybe one penetration and pass. They use the matchup to gain an advantage for their team in a lot of ways, like LeBron will, right? LeBron will get a point guard on him and then he'll bully him. He'll get a big on him. He'll drive it right by him and spray it, right? And so they've got special individual players, Kawhi, Lou Williams, Paul George, on down the line. They run a lot of ISOs for Morris. They are able then to generate the right play for their team, and they really share the ball. I think the other thing is the addition of Batum is really unheralded, which was probably your next question.
Because
you like to ask things that no one else asks. Because
that's
that,
it. You just had it.
So I know your next question. Here's the deal. Batum is a ball mover and a cutter, which makes a lot of sense when you're hunting matchups because you've got to then spray it to somebody who's either going to be laying it in or making the extra pass. And he does both, and he does both well. Huge pickup off of the, I guess it was, you know, free agency right after he got waived by Charlotte. So great job by them in that. And then obviously, you know, even when Paul's not here, you plug a guy like Kennard in, who's a heck of a shooter, who's been a really good player in Detroit, who they signed for a long term. So they just have a lot of guys. They're able to generate the matchup they want, and they're able to spray it around after that.
You think you can get, if Brian Olive is speaking to you now, I don't know if he is, you think he can figure out a way to get some of this video posted of you hanging out in garages and just...
Yeah, so I asked Scal this. I was talking about it. I was actually... So we go back. Let's go back and talk about how, you know, they find the matchups, right? And so, yeah, Brian and Scal were both giving me a hard time because they think that they would just hunt me out, which they would have. I would have been the easiest target.
Not after that pump fake. I think he won a lot of people over.
That's on the other end.
There were a couple of great tweets today saying that Brad Stevens, he was a problem back in the day. People forget.
Yeah, and Twitter was all abuzz when I was playing, and they were on every game.
You were ahead of your time.
The 12 people that were at the game at the Paw that knew how to use the internet out of the 15 that were there total,
That's how the legend grows. Ask Scal. That's what he said. Scal said years from now, he'll be the MVP of the finals. No one will remember. So
that's a good point. So
let the legend grow.
We digress. We should just believe what we saw on Twitter. You and I had a great text exchange today about Tom Brady reading the mean tweets last night.
Mm-hmm, yep.
So good. And we've talked about it. We need to do a segment like that.
All right, you're kind of giving it away. I promised everyone that we have a surprise coming for them later, and you've kind of given all that, you know, away. But
if we generate a fourth listener, if we generate...
Here's my point. Let's leave it with this. Here's the question. More people listening to us or watching you play at DePaul?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. That is a great question. Well, I would say over winter break, we'd have a chance.
And are they equally entertained, I guess, is really the
point. Watching me play would not be that entertaining, obviously. So you would have a better chance of listening longer than staying at the game and watching, which is saying something because your first two questions aren't usually as good as your last few.
Interesting point. Celtics and Clippers next. We'll see if that's interesting on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.